coming up on 3 and Out.
It'll be intercepted, and this is going to be a foot race down the east sideline.
Mistakes cost the Broncos offense in a frustrating game against New England.
Offensively, we should look at it and say, damn, we did some good things. We should have scored some points.
It was an emotional game, but the team says there's no divide in the locker room.
We understand that the defense is playing extremely well. Offensively, we're not playing as good as we're supposed to be. We're the ones that's holding this team back, and we're trying to get together, and the defense is holding us accountable.
The playoff picture is complicated, so the Broncos are focused on one thing, winning out.
Grown men, they get up in the morning, you know, they shave, they go to work, regardless of, you know, what happened the day before.
3 and Out starts right now. Hello, and thank you for joining us for this week's 3 and Out, presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. I'm Phil Milani, and after a frustrating loss to the Patriots, the Broncos have 2 games left to try and salvage the season. So let's get things started with first down. Here with Matt Boyer now, and Matt, we were in that locker room after the game. You could tell that emotions were running high, and it was understandable. It was a frustrating loss.
Yeah, and I think that the players this week have said as much, right? You look at what DeMarcus Ware has said this week, and he said that if players weren't upset after this past week's game, that would be even greater cause for concern, because people would have gotten complacent, or they would have seen, you know, this is okay, and clearly this is not okay the way the Broncos have been playing the last couple of games. And so for the leaders of this team, like Ware, like Emmanuel Sanders, who said the exact same thing, they've got to take it upon themselves to kind of make sure that nobody's getting complacent and this isn't acceptable. I think that those two guys especially are going to do a lot as far as quashing any kind of tension or beef that there might be in the locker room.
Yeah, we heard the guy saying from the defense's point of view, hey, you hold Tom Brady to 16 points, that's a game you're expecting to win.
Yeah, and I think that the offense knows that they need to play better, but I think it's also one of those things that it doesn't need to, you know, necessarily be said aloud. I think those guys are very experienced, guys like Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, we just mentioned, and even Trevor Siemian. Trevor Siemian has been around this team. He was part of a Super Bowl winning team last year. Coach Kubiak also said earlier this week, you know, he's seen a lot worse than what was said, you know, in this locker room this past week. It's not a cause for concern. He's not concerned, and I don't think his team is going to be either.
Yeah, they downplayed this situation pretty much. And one of the other leaders, Russell Okung, addressed the situation on Monday.
Well, it was just an instance where, you know, you have two guys that are very emotional and very competitive and who really want what's best for this team, you know, and it's nothing, you know, it's not a big issue. You know, I think at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want to win games.
Time for second down, and now we're joined by Andrew Mason, and we just heard from Russell Okung there. He said they just want to win games. The offense is moving the ball 309 yards, but they can't score points.
Yeah, and that's been a big problem the last two games. In fact, go back to the Tennessee game. You have to go back, I believe, 34 years for the last time that the Broncos had that few points when they passed for more than 300 yards. This has been a problem 2 weeks in a row. You know, they're getting in the red zone. They're not closing the deal. There's execution issues. You know, you can look at Sunday's game against New England, and it's a poor throw by Trevor Siemian on third down in the red zone that Logan Ryan takes 46 yards into Denver territory. And, you know, it's a correctable mistake, but still it's a mistake that just that seems to echo, and these mistakes keep piling up and piling up. And the Broncos, as a result, have been very inefficient in the red zone.
Well, the Broncos were 0-2 in the red zone in that one. Kubiak says against the Patriots, got to take advantage of the opportunities you get.
You know, that's the difference when you play those guys. They're really hard to score points against. That's why they're tops in the league. And, you know, I look back last year, some of the big plays we made in the red zone. Yesterday we had some big misses down there, too. Not only a miss, but, you know, turned the ball over, they turned it into a touchdown. So that was a big swing in the game. So, you know, disappointing how we played down there.
It's time for third down, and now we're joined by Ben Swanson. And Ben, we talked earlier in the show, can't make mistakes against the Patriots, and that Jordan Norwood was a big one early in the game.
Those kind of mistakes hurt. I mean, early on, that muff punt obviously only resulted in 3 points, but still, hard mistake to make, and the options at punt returner are going to be an issue coming up this week, something that people are going to be discussing a lot. Kubiak has said that he still has a lot of faith in Jordan Norwood, so he's been making a lot of plays for this organization over the past couple years that he's been here. But there's some more options there. You have Khalif Raymond, who's young, he's energetic, he's electric. I mean, we've seen his punt returns kind of start some scoring drives for them in the past few weeks. And then you have Emmanuel Sanders, who said that it's come up that he might have some more punt return responsibilities. And he's done that. He's done that a lot.
Yeah, we saw Sanders. He had 17 punt returns last year for 103 yards, something that he had a lot of experience doing in Pittsburgh. Sanders says he'll do whatever coaches want him to do.
You know, obviously I'm going to talk to Jody and see what we have to do about it. And if they want me back there, I'm going to get back there. You know, I think Khalif Raymond, I still have complete confidence in Jordan, you know. I think those guys can get the job done, but if they want me to do it, I'll do it.
It's time for Fourth Down, and before we get to your Twitter questions, a quick word from American Financing.
Nothing's better than being at home. It's where your best moments happen, so make the right call. To American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. Their mortgage consultants are salary-based, so they're only focused on taking care of you. You can get pre-qualified in 10 minutes, and you can close in as fast as 10 days. Call American Financing at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
We're back here on 3 and Out. I'm Caroline Disley.
And I'm Eric Talal. Let's get right to your questions. First, from Stuart Mitpeak. He wants to know, with our tight ends out in concussion protocol, are there any plans to bring in some help to bring some more depth back? Matt, why don't you take that one?
I think that the Broncos right now probably are going to see how things play out with the concussion protocol later this week. They're going to see if Virgil Green can get back. A.J. Derby has played extremely well. They're going to see if he can get back. But if they can't, I think they like where Jeff Heuerman is at. Heuerman played extremely well. This past game was one of the bright spots for that Broncos offense. But then on the practice squad, the Broncos also have some options. They've got Henry Krieger Cobble and Stephen Shoy. I think both of those guys had great college careers. Shoy out of Vanderbilt, another nice pickup on that practice squad. So I think that they like those guys. Those guys have been here a long time this season. So I think they are well integrated into the offense. And I don't know if the Broncos are necessarily going to go out and use another roster spot on a tight end when you've got two guys already on your practice squad pretty well versed in what the Broncos are able to do on offense.
Thanks, Matthew. Caroline, you want to take the next one?
We've got one from number one fan Daniel Gonzalez, and he wants to know, does the issues in the locker room fuel the team for the next couple of games? Mace, let's hear it.
Well, locker room issues are like fire. If you contain it, it can be of great benefit. I mean, just think what fire did for mankind over the millennia. But if it's not contained, it becomes a wildfire and it causes a lot of problems. So that's the key thing. You can have a little bit of locker room tension, but you've got to contain it. I think it was a good sign that Keith Tlaib and Russell Okung made amends on Monday after their dispute in the locker room on Sunday night, but you have to continue containing these things. A little tension, a little dynamic tension can be a great thing, but if it gets out of control, it can kill a locker room.
Mace, you're spitting hot fire. Eric, let's take the last one.
Yeah, finally from Drew Nunez. He wants to know, what's the major key for the Broncos to make the playoffs?
Major key alert!
Ben, finish us up.
Well, the major key is that they win all these games. I mean, that's the only way the players, the coaches, that they can view this. If they don't win these final two games, the route ahead is very slim indeed. If they win, they have an opportunity. For Broncos fans, though, you can look at the kind of how it's shaping up, and you want to root against those wild card teams that they'd be facing, which would be Miami. Miami's one of them. Baltimore's another one that could keep them out. You want to root against them. The only option really for Denver is that they make the sixth seed. So you want Miami to go down. You want Baltimore to go down. You want some of these races to shape up. You want Pittsburgh to win the AFC North. So once these things kind of get shaped up and figured out, the Broncos' path can be clear. But the only way to do that is if they win these final two games.
Thanks, Swanson. Way to tell us what we need to know.
And thank you guys, as always. Please keep sending in your questions. Phil, back to you.
Thank you very much, guys. Nice job, as always. That's going to do it for us. Special thanks to Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, Ben Swanson, Austin Brink behind the camera, and our interns extraordinaire, Caroline Disley and Eric Dalala. I'm Phil Milani, and that's been 3 and Out, presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans.